So we sometimes say that love is not real, and we can say that the spiritual love or unbounded love is real, but in this world love often misleads people and makes them just go on a chase here and there. So how much is does it apply to materialistic love? Love is the driving force of the soul, of consciousness. Now, depending on how it is driven or where it is driven, it can express itself through constructive ways or through destructive ways. We have a heart, but we also have a head. Head, that means we have an emotional faculty, we have a rational faculty. So there's a difference between being in love and loving. When people say being in love, you often use the word fall in love. Now, why do you use the word fall in love? Because falling is an involuntary action. When I fall, nobody intends to fall down. Nobody intends to fall down. So what happens is that at a particular age, at a particular time, we are biologically and emotionally vulnerable to infatuations. Just like at certain places, the floor may be slippery. There, we tend to slip at that time. So, in youth, we are both biologically and emotionally vulnerable to mistaking infatuation to be love. That's the time when we get overwhelmingly attracted to some person, and it's not that what we experience at that time is not real. What two people who claim to be in love or who feel that they are in love, what they experience is very intense at that time. They're not making it up. they are experiencing it. But the problem is they think that this experience will be an enduring experience. But it doesn't last for long. Why is that? That's because love at that level or at that time is something which is more biologically or psychologically triggered rather than intentionally chosen. Yes, sometimes there may be something called love at first sight. Two people see each other and they feel there are their physical characteristics, their character traits, just feel attracted. But the relationship will be sustained not by what happens at first sight. It will be what happens after many sights. And for that, at one particular point, they have to choose to move from being in love to choosing to love. Love has to rise from being an emotion we experience to an intention we cultivate. If that doesn't happen, then it will not sustain. So when we stay in that zone of equating love with emotion alone, that initially when there's infatuation, we see the good side of the person and we are more or less blind to the bad side. Not necessarily bad side, the limitations of the person. But later on, when that infatuation, that biological, psychological stimulation, which makes us attracted to that person, that slowly starts decreasing. Then we start seeing the other side of the person also. Then we may just keep obsessing on that side, and then to the extent there is attraction, to that extent there will be aversion afterwards. Same two people who say that, initially they fight with the world and they say, I can't live without you. After a few years they say, I can't live with you. Because it was all at the level of emotion. So what I would say is not that love is false, just taking our decisions based on emotions alone is misleading. We are not meant to wish away our emotions or to deny our emotions. But there are emotions and there are intentions. And there is in between, there is intelligence. So, if I am having some emotions right now, that's okay. But I have to use my intelligence to move from the level of emotions to the level of intentions. When I do that, that's when the relationship will be sustained. So, with respect to there being, we can't trust our emotions entirely. So, when what we call as love in double quotes, it becomes an enemy when it is driven primarily by emotions, and not just by emotions, but we trust those emotions entirely. But if we go into a relationship with this understanding that love is an intention and we strive to cultivate that. So, I know this person has these limitations, but then these are the good points. And I'll consciously say that love is an intention means to consciously look at the good in the person and to not focus so much on the bad in the person. That's when the relationship will be sustained. So, there are two conceptions of relationships. Of bounded love and unbounded love. One we could say is bounded love can become an obstacle to the unbounded love. That is one conception. The other is that the bounded love can become an aid to the unbounded love. That depends on what is the nature of the relationship. So if I develop a loving relationship with someone and I think that then that person is all that I need. And in that case, what are we doing? We are making that person the substitute for the infinite. And no one can ever be a substitute for the Supreme. When we do that, no matter how good that person will be, they will not be able to live up to our expectations. And we will be frustrated. But if we see, so if we consider this relationship alone is going to be enough, then that becomes an obstacle to our progress towards the unbounded love, the love for the infinite. But if we see that, okay, this person is giving me some love and I also want to offer some love in return. But we see this as a pointer to the infinite love. Pointer to the infinite love means that, okay, I'm experiencing some love in this relationship, but this love is ultimately a way in which the infinite is expressing love. One of the most intimate acts of love is when a mother breastfeeds her baby. From her own body, she is offering milk to the baby. So, that's a very intimate act of love. At the same time, if we think more deeply, does the mother do anything special to produce the milk at that time? No. The same God who sent a child through her womb into the world also arranged for milk in her breast. So what we see the mother's love for the child, and we also see God's love for the child in the mother's love for the child. So that is the mood of this well-known prayer, Tvameva Mata Cha Pita Tvameva, Tvameva Bandhusha Sakha Tvameva, Tvameva Vidya Dravinam Tvameva, Tvameva Sarvam Mama Deva Deva. You are the mother, you are the father, you are the brother, you are the friend, you are wealth, you are knowledge, you, O Lord, are everything. What this means is, that yes, we do get love from our mother, love from our father, love from various sources, and we acknowledge that love. But we don't see that love as an independent love alone. We see that as a way in which the Supreme, the Lord, is expressing His love to us. So when this vision is there, then even the bounded love can become a way to the unbounded love. You had something to say?
Yeah. I had a question similar to what he asked.